Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I would have liked to have known you, but I was just a candle.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. With me is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm very excited for this particular episode.
Are you?
Well, I was earlier when I thought it was about waxing your body.
Oh.
And then I read the email and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh.
Candles.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint.
I had a lot of tips for
the people.
Well,
just make a note that we'll have to do an episode devoted to waxing the body.
Because
I didn't realize you were passionate about that subject.
Well, I mean, you know, bikini season. I want to look good.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so we'll save that for
the
summer. Yeah,
There's a lot of cleanup involved.
As you may have gleaned, today's episode is all about wax.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what time of year it is?
I believe they call it the candle season.
No, it's called wax season.
That's not a real thing.
No, it's not a real thing. I totally made it up.
It's like pumpkin spice latte season, baby. That's what it is.
I totally made it up. But actually, hear me out on this one.
I'll let you go, sure.
Hear me out on this one.
Your name's on the show. Let's go. I'll listen. Tell me more.
The reason that I've decided that this time of the year is wax season. So I've defined wax season as being starting around October 15th
mm-hmm.
and ending on February 15th.
Oh,
so
my God.
The four months.
What are you selling? You're selling candles out of your own house, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not. Although I do love candles. I do. I'm totally like a candle person. Because I sort of feel like starting October 15th, you have the lead up to 4 months in which you're using a lot of candles. There's like a lot of a candle experience going on. Because you've got Halloween, so you've got like the tea lights that you put in jack-o'-lanterns. And then, of course, you start getting into Thanksgiving when people set like a fine holiday table and they use tapers. And then naturally, you get into the thick of the holidays, the religious holidays that use candles. So you have menorahs for Hanukkah and you have kinaras for Kwanzaa. A lot of people use candles in various Christian religious celebrations. Then, of course, you fast forward up to Valentine's Day, which is the romantical holiday full of candlelight.
You just skipped over January totally.
Well, because I don't feel like there are really whole lot of like
squeezing an extra month into wax season for now. I like it.
Well, you want to have just a pause in wax season and resuming of wax season.
Wax season vacation.
Okay, wax season vacation is January. So that's why I started calling it wax season. I feel like it makes sense. I feel like we could make wax season a thing.
You know what? It seems to me that you've lived your life like a candle.
No. Oh God, I should have seen that one coming.
Never knowing.
Oh my God.
How the calendar or the wax sets in.
Well, listen, wax setting in is what we're going to talk about today because we don't want to have that happen.
Look at me just setting up the softballs for you.
Yeah,
knock them right out into the next thing.
It's perfect. Beautiful. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, so today's episode is going to be entirely devoted to what to do when you get wax someplace that you don't want wax.
Just pretty much everywhere.
Before we get into it, though, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron. Boy, that's a mouthful, huh?
Mm.
If you would like to do that, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all of the packages we're offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we would love to hear from you if there are other rewards that you'd like us to consider making available. I think Dave drew a line at IRL hangs. I didn't. I'm fine with IRL hangs.
But I maybe mean, if we have a chaperone, maybe.
But maybe we'll convince Dave otherwise. Why don't you guys try to convince Dave that he should be cool with letting you pay
right.
to hang out with them.
Like this is how my dad got into the escort business. You know, he started off with the good intentions, you know, how about a meal? How about a drink? And next thing you know, he was $1,000 a night gigolo. And I can't go down that road, Dad. I don't know why everybody keeps pressuring me to do this, but okay.
How did your dad feel about candles?
Well, it seemed to me that he lived his life. Like a candle in the wind.
How many times do you think you're going to make that joke in this episode?
Well, I mean, if people would donate, we will put out a new episode that will delete all of these jokes. That should be...
That's actually a good one. That's a good one.
If you pay extra, I'll stop talking.
Yeah, if you pay me, I'll fire Dave.
Because, I mean, I would have liked to have known you when I was a kid.
What if we just released episodes that are only my audio?
Just your audio. That would be interesting. All right, we'll delete one audio or the other. And then like, one of it's just me. It's like
yeah, listener's choice.
It's 45 minutes of me just going, mm-hmm.
Just breathing.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. That's just all it is for just...
Sure.
That's worth $100.
Yeah. I feel like that would be really quality content. Right. You know what else is going to be quality content?
This letter coming up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Dave's got some reading to do.
Okay. This is from Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, Mike. Can I call you Mike? Can I call you Mikey? Hey, yo, Mikey. He says, any tips on getting candle wax out of carpet? Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Throw your carpet away. This is over. Next question. Joey. No. Okay. So he's got the candle wax in the carpet situation. He says it's a scented candle got knocked over in our apartment, and I prefer not to relinquish my security deposit for this giant blue mess.
Yeah.
I guess it is a question. It seems more like he wants you to talk to his landlord for him.
Listen, he didn't mean to knock the candle open. Accidents happen.
This carpet's old anyway. You know it's not worth the security deposit, buddy.
Oh, God. I mean... Ugh, the idea of moving into an apartment that has wall-to-wall carpet makes me so uneasy.
Yeah, that's another thing too.
I mean, look, I'm not a wicked germaphobe, but I've talked about that on the show before. I'm really not. But like, if I was moving into a place that had wall-to-wall, the first thing I would do before I even move furniture in is I would rent a rug doctor. And I would like thoroughly de-louse the carpet.
Sure, I would.
Yeah,
too.
Carpet's disgusting. Good news for Michael.
Wait, can I guess what the answer is? Is it heat up the floor so the wax gets hot and melty again, and then scoop it out that way?
In a way, yeah.
Ooh.
You're pretty close. There are some nuances to the technique.
Yeah, I feel like the way I would do it, I would just put like a heating lamp next to it and then set the carpet on fire. So
yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't do that. But that is pretty close. So basically, when you talk about removing wax from any kind of textile, whether it's carpet or upholstery or clothing or a tablecloth, that's a very common one. Again, when we were talking about wax season. And our lovely holiday tapers that we're using at our Thanksgiving table, a lot of times our nice table linens get splattered with a little bit of dripping wax. So two ways to think about removing wax when they're on fabrics. The first is to use a heat-based method, and the other is to go completely in the opposite direction and freeze the bastard off.
Oh.
Yeah. So let's start with the hot method, because actually in Michael's case, this is going to be the one that I think he's going to have the best luck with. So I'm going to go through that, and then I'll talk about using freezing to deal with wax problems. So what you're going to do for the carpet, and this also goes for, you know, upholstery. This is true of tablecloths and all that stuff too, is you're going to use an iron, clothes iron, and a piece of brown paper. And when I say brown paper, I mean the kind of brown paper that grocery bags are made of, lunch bags are made of, the sort of like brown paper packages tied up in string look is what you're going for with your brown paper.
Right.
And what you'll do is you'll turn your iron on to the lowest heat setting. You always want to start on the lowest heat setting that your iron has available. You can always heat it up more. You'll take the sheet of paper, you'll lay it over the area where the wax is, and you'll just apply the iron right to the paper. you do kind of want to move the iron. Like, it's, if you leave it just directly on the paper, it's going to burn through and scorch. So keep it moving. And every few, like every 30 seconds or so, pick the paper up and look to see what should be happening is that the wax should melt and then it should be absorbed up into the paper. So if that's not happening, turn the heat setting up a little bit more on your iron. If it is happening and the paper, the section of the paper that you've been working with has gotten saturated, just turn the paper and use a clean section. And that's really all there is to it. That's going to pick it up. It is likely that if the candle was a colored candle, like in the case of Michael's blue candle, that there will be some residual staining left behind from the dye used to make the candle whatever color it is. That staining can be treated either with a carpet, an upholstery cleaner like Resolve will do a great job, or you can use rubbing alcohol, which is sort of like capital T, the thing. For dye, for ink and dye stains. So I think Michael will be A-okay. If it's really, really, really stubborn, he may have to go up like another level and do what I would do if I moved into an apartment with carpeting, which is rent a rug doctor. Yeah. You may need sort of the force of a machine. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm like, what are those things called? Oh, right. Machine. The force of a machine that can suck water up. So, which is what rug doctors and those kinds of products do. So, Michael, I'm not worried about you at all. I'm sorry that that happened, but that's going to be a pretty easy fix. If for whatever reason you have something that you can't turn an iron on, either because it's a fabric that can't be ironed or it's oddly shaped or it's embellished or for whatever reason, the other way to go with wax is to freeze it. So, the problem is that most freezers aren't big enough for you can't like pick your couch up and put it in.
You just take the freezer and just like turn it down, face down on your living room floor.
But if it's something small, like if you have like linen napkins that you've used for a holiday meal and some wax got on them, you can just chuck it right in the freezer. When wax freezes, it contracts. And when it contracts, you can basically like pop it off. Like you could pop it off with your fingernail. If it's sort of a thinner layer and it won't just pop up, take a butter knife or a spoon, the side of a spoon, and just kind of scrape it off. And that's it.
The freezing thing I never would have thought of.
Yeah. It's like a weird thing. And then at some point, I'm not going to do it today. I think it's also a little bit more visual, but I have like, as I mentioned, I love candles. And a lot of times the candles that I get come in really pretty glass holders that I would like to use for other purposes after the candle is burned out. But there's always like a bit of wax down in the bottom of the candle that you have to get rid of. And so I've like developed this whole technique that involves
a freezer,
knives, and WD-40.
You're like MacGyver.
I am. For decorative candle holders. I feel like I want to do a video of that. Maybe we'll do some bonus kind of video content one of these days and I'll show you my candle technique.
Wow. Oh.
And if any of you want to know more about that, feel free to email me and I'll fill you in. So it's like pretty easy. Wax is like one of those weird things. It's not, it's actually not that hard to clean up, but you do need to know like the specific ways of dealing with it.
Like once you know it.
Yeah. Once you know it, you're golden. Exactly. Yeah. So we have another question that, is another turn on what to do about a wax spill. And right. But this one is one that actually can't be touched with either of those two ones. So that's why I included it.
Okay. Carly, I want to say.
Carly.
Oh, there's an E at the end of Carly. I thought it was something. That's how you spell it.
Oh, yeah. It does look like Carlisle if you're just like looking
through. I thought it was Carly.
It's Carly. It's actually, I don't mind saying who it is.
Oh. Is it Carly Rae Jepsen?
No, it's Carly Wiesel, my colleague at RACT, who has been on this podcast before. And this is another one. So in the...
There's no cursing in this one, though.
No, in the last episode that we did, I said, that was about sweaters, I said that the first question was actually from a friend of mine. This is another one that's from a friend of mine. There isn't any cursing.
I can put it in there.
But it's still sort of, I think, clearly from a person who knows me.
Okay, she says, I'm at a bachelor. Wait, she's still at the bachelorette party?
No, she wrote this to me from a bachelorette party. I came in at night.
I'm at a bachelorette party, and we spilled candle. We spilled a candle, and there's wax on the wall. It seems to me that I've lived my life like, no. It'd be great if she actually said that. Okay, so she's at a bachelor party. She spilled the candle, and there's wax on the wall. Do you know how we get it off without chipping the paint? Thank you, all caps. I just like reading this in this way where it just seems like she's standing at the wall at the bachelor party still, like months later.
I'm just waiting for me to get back to her.
Refreshing her email. What do I do?
I love the fact that my friends email me from like the throes of a bachelorette party. I think that's so great.
Right, your name comes to mind. It's just like, oh my God, we've destroyed something.
Yeah, and I told her what to do, and she was like, she was like, oh my God, how could I ever repay you? And I was like, tell all the girls to buy my book. And she's like, Jolie, I already did. It's like, you are a good friend. Thank you.
I feel like you would just come off like a little spoonage. Just a little get under there and scrape.
That's
it
pretty
quick.
Much it. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Dave, like, you're
when we come back from this break,
you're gonna put me out of a job.
This is easy. I start my own podcast. Ask a dirty person.
You already have like 7 podcasts. You don't need more. Okay, so yeah, you basically got it, but let's go through like the more specific, more detailed instructions.
Okay.
While you molest the mic, what are you doing over there?
Trying to get it to a nice level, like I'm leaning over at my bad posture and like just want to try to. There we go, right here.
So if you catch it while it while it's happening, while it's fresh,
while it's hot, get that hot wax on.
Grab paper towels and just wipe it off because it's still soft wax. It's basically gonna come right off the wall. You may need, after you wipe most of the sort of still soft wax off the wall, you may need to grab a sponge and a little bit of dish soap and just go over it to get any residue off. But that really is it. It will wipe off very, very fast. Super easy. However, if it hardens, all is not lost. You're fine, too. When it's a little bit more hardened is when you're going to want to use the butter knife or the side of the spoon thing.
Yeah, I'm getting this stuff now.
Yeah.
That's right.
The thing is that this is a real phenomenon. So our old podcast producer, Jack, would like, after producing, I don't know, maybe like a half a dozen episodes, he would start to know the answers to the question before I even got to them. Yeah, it seeps in. It's crazy. Like one day you're going to wake up and just make your bed and be like, what did I just do?
Like we're going to do a hockey podcast. I'm like eight episodes in, you're going to be like, you know what? Actually, the Rangers defense is way better than people give credit for because what they're doing right now is they're playing a more attacking style. Really? That's correct.
Jolie, where'd you get that
from?
Good for you. Okay, we just did the if the wax is hardened. The other thing you can do, if you get wax on a wall and maybe you clean it all up, but the next day you notice that there's still like a blurb that you didn't notice. Not a blurt. A blurb.
A little newspaper blurb.
I guess these are like terms that we use in my family.
Yeah, you're just making up stuff.
I'm not making up stuff. This is
well, blurb's
like,
a word, but like I've never heard anybody say there's a blurb of tomato sauce on the wall.
Really?
It's not. I don't think that's a thing.
I feel like I should call my mother live on air and be like, "Mommy, all these years, I thought this was the way that people talked."
she's like, "Hold on, I got a little blurb of mustard on the phone. Let me call you back."
One day I'll tell you about the den room. You know, blow your mind, the den room.
What goes on in there?
Okay. Okay. So if there's a blob.
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 There you go.
There's a blob that you missed. The other thing that you can do is you can soften it back up with a hairdryer.
Really?
Yes.
Because that wouldn't, I was just going to say, if you want to soften it back up, you probably just want to talk to it about like its mom or just like, you know, put some images in its head about baseball.
There
it is.
No.
There's the joke.
And my God.
And it lands.
Oh, God. terrible, Dave. Because I was going, my mind had gone to buttering up.
Yeah. You can only say gets hard so many times in front of me before to be fair, I held off for like 18
You did.
Minutes.
I didn't even realize I was saying it. I didn't even. Usually I do. Usually I'm very on point with the words that I know will like trigger you.
It was actually hard to not say it earlier.
Oh, all right. Well, you can soften it up with a hair dryer. Yes. The other thing you can use to soften it up
Cold weather.
Slap.
Pressure at the workplace.
And we've talked about this before. I think we talked about this in the Halloween episode when we were talking about cleaning up candy that like got spilled and like sticky and hard. And like, yeah, I as it was coming out, I knew.
I'm good.
Don't say it, Dave. Sticky and hardened candy. Is you can use a rag or a sponge that you've soaked in very, very hot water. Wash your hands, obviously. Wrung out and then placed on the hard stickiness.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Until it softens back up and then you can wipe it away.
You can also give it a lot of alcohol, too.
Did y'all get that one?
Yeah.
Y'all get that one? All right. On that note.
We're gonna need a little refractory period and take a little break here.
Oh,
and then we'll be ready to go in a couple minutes.
This is a good time for us to take a quick break so I can crawl under the table and cry. Dave and I will be right back with more Wax Disasters. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Julie Kerr. Dave and I have been talking about wax.
And how hard it gets.
There it is, guys. Sometimes. There's the good stuff. We have got a doozy of a question to round out the episode. I'm so glad because Dave is going to read this, which means he's going to be occupied and not making trouble.
Okay. Let me get the microphone in place here. I got to get in good position because this is a long one. Lisa asks... But before she asks, she really kisses Jolie's butt at the beginning. Just want to let you guys all know that. I started listening to your podcast this year, and in no time, I powered through all of the episodes because I enjoyed it so much. You make cleaning so much more fun. I scanned your columns on this. Scanned. When you read them, scan them. I thought you were a fan.
Because, Dave, do you know how many columns there are?
Well, I mean, to be fair, if you're like studying to be a doctor, you got to read a lot of journals.
True.
And stuff. You don't scan those.
Actually, wait, you know what? Let me quickly interject two things.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say, so Dave's given me a little ration of shit here because I left
a little blurb of it.
A little blurb of shit.
Call back.
Because I was saying when we were preparing for this episode, I was like, usually I don't leave in the opening accolades of all of your letters. But in this case, I did it. And Dave was like, because you're a narcissist. And I'm like, yeah, that's
it. I never used that word.
No, you didn't.
But I was thinking it.
Yeah, I know you are. No. The reason that I actually left this in, well, partly to say thank you. It's really nice. I love hearing from you guys who enjoy the podcast. It makes me feel good. But also because I want to remind people that there are old episodes. Like we hit the ground running with this sort of rebooted.
Right.
Ask a Clean Person,
retooled,
the pod,
hipper,
podcast thing.
Fresher,
and
millennial friendly.
Yeah. And I feel like for us, like we just sort of feel like, oh, like no time passed. We're just back in the studio. And we're so excited and picking back up. But we were on break for a long, long, long time. We were on break for about 8 months.
We were on a break.
We were.
We were on a break.
And
friends reference.
It's a great friends reference. Very good. I understood it. You know that I fact-checked a special issue on Friends, and I've watched every episode of Friends for work.
I don't know, but you didn't know who Eleven was a few minutes ago.
But so I know everything about Friends. Sure. But I know everything about Friends. Anyway, sorry. Right. So we were on a break. You can obviously understand why. But I want to remind people that there are old episodes if you want to go back and listen to them. And we also want to say thank you to those of you who have stayed with us, even though we had that interminable break. So anyway. Now we can continue.
And now back to
our regularly scheduled question from Lisa.
Okay,
oh, wait, no. No, because I forgot there were two things that I wanted to say. The other thing, when I was saying, do you know how many columns there are? I actually made something that I am going to put out somehow. I made a board on Pinterest. Mm. I'm not actually particularly a Pinterest user.
It's fun to say, though.
It is fun to say. But I made a board on Pinterest that is every single Ask a Clean Person starting from the very first one at the hairpin. Wow. So if you go to Pinterest.com/JolieCare/ask-a-clean-person.
Totally
weird
easy.
URLs.
Totally easy.
No, but me, you know.
You'll figure
you
it
can
out.
Just, you can also go to Pinterest.com/JolieCare and you'll see it. But the URL directly to the board is Ask a Clean Person one. You can find every single column from the hairpin, from Jezebel, from Deadspin, and now at Esquire.
Look at that.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. Continue back to Lisa. Okay. Sweet Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for waiting. I scan your columns on this, but I'm still not sure what the best option is. So here is the deal. It seems to me I've lived my life like I can, though. So here is the deal. My boyfriend and I live in a nice little townhouse that is a bit ancient. It says it there.
Typo. Oh, sorry.
Typo. One of our favorite parts of the old house is the clawfoot bathtub. We both love having a nice bath. He especially likes having a cocktail and some candles with his bath. Adorable. Your girlfriend just sold you out, buddy. Unfortunately, I made the mistake of buying candles.
Maybe she's the one with the linty tights.
Oh, yeah. You think this is like a this is like revenge? Make fun of my yoga pants on a podcast, will you? Unfortunately, I made the mistake of buying candles that aren't enclosed in any way. A while ago, he took a bath and lit the stupid beeswax candle I had just bought, which somehow melted a hole through the side of the candle, letting all the wax spill out over the toilet. That's a problem. Getting it off the toilet was okay, but scraping it off the floor behind the toilet was gross, and I still haven't managed to get all of it. I threw that candle out immediately. Hey, that's always my advice. Throw it away.
Yeah.
And resolved never to buy a candle that wasn't enclosed in metal or glass ever again. But I already had another unenclosed candle that I had burned just enough to fit a tea light into it. Instead of burning the actual candle, I had been replacing the tea lights for a while. Recently, my boyfriend took a bath. I don't know why she keeps dropping that in there. Recently, my boyfriend took a bath, and since he did not understand my tea light system, oh boy, just throwing you under the bus, buddy. He threw out the tea light inside the candle and lit the damn thing. The next day, I found wax all over the floor and the little side stand by the tub, and also all over the hand towels and face cloths. What's this guy doing in there with the candles? That are in the little shelves. The worst. I can deal with forever scraping wax off the floor until maybe it comes off. I will probably even try the iron paper bag trick. Whoa, did she already
read
this episode?
She has been reading.
Is she in this room?
No, I've written about this before.
I will probably even try to do the iron paper bag trick to see if I can get whatever is left of the toilet beeswax. But how the heck do you get wax out of a hand towel? But if I boil it, will I get it out or just spread it around? I also think freezing will probably not work because the fibers of the towel just kind of hug the wax. Is it time to get some new face cloths and hand towels? I attached some pictures for your amusement.
Oh, I meant to cut that out. Sorry. Sorry, podcast people. We can't show you the pictures. Dave, I can show you the pictures.
Wait, yeah. That's kind of like a non sequitur. What kind of pictures were they for your amusement?
They were of the bathroom that was covered in wax.
Oh, I thought it might have been like her boyfriend in the
tub. No, my boyfriend in the tub.
Like asleep. No. See, I'm picturing Chandler on Friends now when he got the bath salts.
Wait, I don't think I remember that one.
When, like, Monica turns him on to taking a bath.
Oh, yeah.
And he just falls in love with the scented candles and all that stuff. I can see that. Baths are nice.
You like a bath?
I mean, I don't have a bath in my apartment. I have a standing shower.
Standing shower.
But, like, I'm also 6'3", so I find that, like, taking a bath a lot of times involves me having to either submerge and, like, leave the legs out or, like, sit up and leave, like, it's
yeah.
tough. I need
I have a shallow bathtub, and I do. I like baths. I take them a lot.
Yeah.
And well, partly because I am I'm very bad at relaxing, and if I'm in the tub, I can't work. So
well, that's good.
So yeah, if I need to like just take a total break, although I have found ways to work in the tub, I make lists. I'm a crazy person. But yeah, I have a shallow bathtub and it drives me crazy because I want to be submerged.
I'm surprised by this whole glassless candle thing. I thought that was like a thing that was like, that would happen in like, you know, horror movies where there'd be like a virgin sacrifice and like.
No, they're called pillar candles. They're those big ones that don't have an encasement. They're just like a huge.
Oh, I was picturing
like
smaller ones that she's talking about. I guess I've seen the bigger ones.
Well, and the beeswax one she's talking about, they have like a honeycomb outside. So in a way, like the exterior of the candle itself is the decorative part. But yeah, not great for a bathroom. So I actually do know exactly what Lisa should do about the towels. I know partly because I'm a cleaning expert and partly I actually know from personal experience because I knocked over a candle. When did I do this? It was probably the end of last year. And when I did, first of all, it was a glass enclosed one. So like glass was everywhere.
I did that too recently.
The wax was everywhere. It was on the walls. It was like on countertops. It was got on my clothes, and it got on a set of curtains that I had. The reason that I know it was last year is because I've replaced the curtains, and I have new curtains this year. But the curtains that it got on were like, they were a heavy woven fabric, and I was like, oh hell, like even for me, this is a doozy for me to try to get this one off, just because like the wax itself went like into the weave of the fabric. So before I tell you what to do, I want to answer two questions that she didn't ask. That I want, one because I'm afraid of everything and I like want to make sure you're all safe, and one because I know an answer to something. So first let me answer the one that's I know the answer to some the a problem that she's having that she didn't ask about. So the wax that got behind the toilet, do the hairdryer for that. So Lisa, if you're out there, turn the hairdryer on the back of it. It's going to soften the wax that's hardened behind the toilet up, and then you can just reach back there with a wad of paper towels and wipe it off.
Yeah, there's no worry about carpeting or anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's going to be the easiest thing to do. And I think that's the way that you should handle the wax that's spilled on the floor and on the side of your little hutch where you keep your towels and so on. Hairdryer. That's what I think Lisa should do to get all that stray wax up. The other thing I want to mention, I am afraid of everything. I see the potential for disasters everywhere I look. It's totally by dint of how I was raised.
And yet you want to meet people from the show.
I know,
have food,
right?
And drink,
yeah,
with them.
I want to tell people that when you are using candles in the bathroom, whether they are enclosed, not enclosed, I want you to be really, really careful about where you're putting them. Bathrooms have a lot of fabric that you don't think about that is loose and that can easily catch on a flame.
And especially if your boyfriend's so goofy and sloppy that he's spilling the wax all over the place as is.
Right.
Maybe
so
be careful.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel a little nervous reading that question about sort of how, like, I don't want to sound mean. And
that house is already burned down anyway. It's okay.
No, but I'm saying if you're burning candles and you're not aware that a hole has been formed in one and is leaking, I'm a little bit nervous about the fact that you have it around so much loose and small fabric that it can light on fire. So I just want people to be really, really careful. I will tell you that I personally, even though I would love to and even though I love candles, I personally do not light candles in the bathroom. It's just a safety rule I have for myself in my own home. I don't think everyone else needs to go that far. As I said, I am really afraid of everything. But I do want you to just be very, very, very careful with using candles in the bathroom. So lecture over. Sorry. I try not to get overly serious with the show. But
thanks,
know,
Mom.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Uncle Dave says, go crazy with the candles, buddies. Anybody want me to buy you beer?
All right. So with the lecture out of the way, let's talk about what Lisa drew. Actually, let me tell you what I did with the curtains. So I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a nightmare. So I took the curtains down. I tossed them in the sink with hot water and a little bit of detergent. And I just let them soak. And that like loosened the wax. And I think I just like rubbed the fabric against itself and some of the wax came off. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to see what happens.
It's chill.
Took them to the no, I didn't just chill. Didn't we just go over the fact that I basically cannot chill?
You sounded like
I have no chill.
You're gonna like light a joint and be like, whatever happened with the curtains, bro. That's cool.
Yeah.
No.
No, I just trotted them down to the laundromat and ran them through the wash with hot water. That's all the problem. That was literally all there was to it. I don't think I even needed to have soaked them. But I mentioned the soaking because I want to address kind of like a thing that Lisa was concerned about and a thing that you should just take into consideration, which is that you don't want to load a whole bunch of wax into your washing machine.
Yeah.
So in the case of...
Picturing that, that's a bad scene.
Yeah. So in the case of my curtains, it was sort of like a thin veneer of wax. It wasn't a lot of it. But if you've got something that has like huge globules of wax stuck to it, try to pull them off or do the soaking thing in hot water to try to get off as much as you can and then wash them. But I really found, and of course I also don't own my washing machine, so maybe I care a little bit less. But I was really surprised at how well just throwing them into the washing machine on hot water worked for that. And that's what I would say also if you get on your clothes or whatever, do that. So Lisa, I think you will be A-okay to put those towels right into the wash. Hot water, obviously, because the hot water is going to melt the wax, and then wash it away. And then you should be good to go. Of course, if you would like the excuse to get new face cloths and hand towels,
throw them away.
By all means, go for it. Go for it. I mean, those are the kind of items.
They're still going to be rough, though, after you clean them, though, right? You'll still have like that like patch of the towel.
No.
It'll
come right out.
Yeah.
It'll come right out. Yeah. But washcloths and hand towels are the kind of thing that you can justify replacing fairly frequently. Dish towels are the same thing. So if you want new ones, you can tell your boyfriend they were a goner and you had to go out and buy new ones. I won't tattle on you. Dave might.
I don't know. I don't want to rat on anybody, but I might have to. I mean, this guy's letting candles leak through onto the floor. I mean, how long is he in the tub for?
That makes me feel so nervous. I can't even tell you how nervous it makes me feel.
Like the water like gets cold, so he's just like constantly refilling the tub while he's in there. I don't know.
I reheat the water. I run more hot water in when it starts to get tepid.
But then, I mean, it's such a long time. I don't know. I have more questions for Elizabeth than Elizabeth probably has for us. Like, how long is he in there? Like, what does he do when he realizes? Why is he not the one cleaning up his mess?
Yeah, actually, wait a minute. I want to know from maybe, I don't know if Elizabeth is listening. If you are.
Oh, she is.
We'd love to hear from you. but I actually want to know from our listeners who regularly take baths how long on average they stay in. I know exactly how long I stay in.
I would say,
what do you think? What's your guess?
20 minutes, 30 minutes tops.
Okay.
Like I don't know. I've been showering for so long that I don't really have a time frame in my mind. Like
seems right.
Okay. So my problem is the opposite of yours, where like you want to constantly be doing something. I like to go running, but I never want to go more than like 3 miles. And it's not like anything about conditioning or fitness. It's just I get bored.
Yeah. Oh, I get so bored.
So if I sit in a tub for 20 minutes, I'm just like, I should check my phone.
Yeah.
So that's just how I feel. It's not about the water or like sitting in my own filth, basically. But like it's more just about like sitting there bored with my
Yeah, you're like, what
thoughts.
Now? Yeah, what like, now? So I get similarly super bored.
Yeah.
I get so bored at the gym. I get so bored doing cardio. I listen to podcasts, though, and that does help.
See, like, I listen to, like, I have, like, a Spotify mix, but, like, I like to go to the gym.
But I don't run, so I don't need, like, pump-up music.
Yeah, like, when I run, like, I prefer to have, like, a football game.
I walk up a very steep hill.
But still,
like, to nowhere.
But, like, if you've heard the same song, I don't know. I get lost in my workout better when there's, like, some stupid sporting event. I'm a guy. Like, I can just stare at sports for 40 minutes,
okay.
And I'm just like, duh.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, and then podcast for me is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
So, but here's how I force myself to stay in the bath. I stay in the bath for exactly 44 minutes.
44.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Here's how I know it. Because I set my laptop up on a little stand very far away from my tub. So those of you who are listening to my safety lecture and are like, but you're bringing a laptop into the bathroom. It's very far away from the tub.
Oh.
I set my laptop up on a little stand and I put on an episode of Real Housewives and they're exactly 45 minutes on iTunes.
Oh, so you're
because aren't they're commercial free.
Yourself in the tub.
Yes, and okay. So that's how I force myself to like sit and I don't have to think my thoughts.
You can't make me think my thoughts.
I'm entertained. I'm captive cuz I got to find out what happened. You guys, I've watched every episode of Real Housewives 30 times, okay?
The
I know what
drama
happens.
Just must be
I know what happens, but I got to find out what happens. I try I've cut this out a lot because I'm trying to not drink as much, which is so boring. Don't ever get old. Also, it's boring to get old.
Wait, hold on. Let's not associate. Getting old means your body falls apart.
Yeah, my body is falling apart, and
but like drinking, you can drink forever.
Drinking isn't making me fall apart faster.
Oh,
so I'm trying not to drink so much. But I used to get in with a big glass of white wine with a lot of ice cubes. And then, so by the time it would take me about 44 minutes to get through it and watch my Housewives. And then I would have relaxing bath time. 44 minutes.
It's a long bath.
So we would like to hear from you guys about what you're doing in your bath.
Tell me about your bath.
Tell me about your bath. No, we're curious. We are. We'll read them on a bonus episode. Yeah, it'll be fun. I don't know. We're curious. We did this. So, as a reminder, if you become an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron on Patreon, you will get access to our bonus episodes. And we're trying to treat them just like exactly like what you would imagine bonus content would be, just like the little extra add-on stuff. So we did like a follow-up to our Halloween episode where we talked about some of the Halloween disasters we heard about this year. So yeah, it'd be fun to do a follow-up to this episode about what you all are doing in the bath. On that note,
not everything you're doing in the bath, just certain aspects.
Well,
please.
I mean,
no videos, please.
Yeah, no, maybe no videos, but I mean, you can feel pretty free to tell me whatever you want. You don't need to tell Dave everything. I can censor things for you. Dave's delicate.
I'm a very delicate boy.
Yeah. All right. So that's going to do it. We got a bonus episode to record.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about our weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And, of course, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.